Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you.
Well, tell us about Road to the Wreck and how it all came about, because you knew Lewis Moody years ago and you were massively inspired by him.
Yeah, so when I was young, my dad got me into rugby, became a big Leicester fan, sort of about when Lewis was sort of very prominent at Leicester, did a rugby camp at Oakham School, and he was a big sort of idol for me growing up about wanting to get into rugby. So that was my first inspiration, and it sort of kicked on for me to play at Oakham Rugby Club, represented the first team and then play at school. And then how the challenge came about is I sort of wanted a fitness challenge to do. So I signed up to do the Exeter Half Marathon. And then I was like, I wanted to raise money for MND. And then Lewis's diagnosis came out. That was sort of the catalyst for me to raise money for that. And sort of one thing led to another, and it escalated into 5 marathons in 5 days, sort of running from Leicester to Bath. And here we are now.
Yeah, indeed. And it's actually 5.5 ultimately.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So you put this out here quite a few months ago now. So have you been training as much as you've been talking about it?
Yes, it's probably been, I'd say, about 6 months of training, maybe just under, because I wasn't much of a runner when I started. Like, I had a good fitness base just from my natural sporting ability, and then sort of kicked on and made it more specific, lots of long runs, and then making it back to back, and sort of escalated and lengthened the distances over time to where we are now.
And how do you think you'll be in terms of recovery between them? Well, I suppose it's, you know, day after day.
Yeah, I think I'll be all right. It's obviously going to be challenging, and I know it's going to be tough, but I think the training I've done, I feel pretty confident with sort of the processes I've gone through. Obviously not to the same scalability, but doing lots of back-to-back 30K runs, which is obviously just under a marathon. And the emphasis on back-to-back runs and getting used to running on tired legs is a massive emphasis, especially over the most recent months. So I feel fairly confident.
And you decided to put £10,000 up there to see if you could get that amount. Now, you're just over half that with days to go.
Yes, I feel pretty confident. There's a lot of stuff. I've had a lot of backing. My old school, King's College Taunton, have been very generous. There's 2 student-led sort of fundraisers going ahead. They will probably raise north of £500 each. So that will be a big prominent source to still come in. Oakham Cricket Club on the 29th of May are doing a barbecue, with all proceeds from the barbecue going towards the foundation, as well as just from speaking to people who have done these sort of challenges. They spoke about the actual donations that happen during the week of the challenge. They sort of double, and another big push this week and then next week as well. I'm hoping to get there or thereabouts, or very near, if not.
Yeah, absolutely. So what time do you set off on the 1st of June from Leicester Tigers?
So the plan is to set off at 11 a.m. Yeah, then go from there and head towards Coventry.
And then day by day, you'll be making your way down the clubs, and then obviously for the Tigers game on Saturday.
Yes, making my way down the country, and then hopefully I've spoken to Bath. Bath are fully on board and have been very helpful with me, actually. And we'll be arriving at the Wreck the agreed time is 1:45 to be then run through the tunnel of noise, that they call it, hopefully to a nice reception and then into the game.
Wow. I mean, so many emotions just thinking about that. You know, actually, you know, as a big sports fan yourself and a big sports player, just being in that position.
Oh, big time. It's been a big driver of sort of my training. And I spoke about how the months sort of in March and February, when the weather was pretty poor, and sort of listening to Lewis speak on podcasts about his diagnosis, and then the thoughts of the process of actually finishing the challenge of running into the Wreck, was a big driver in those sort of dingy runs in the winter when it's getting dark early doors.
And, you know, even through all this, he's such an inspiration to so many, isn't he? And his kind of attitude as to, you know, what the future is likely to be for him.
100%. I think it's a testament with him. Even before his diagnosis, he set up his own foundation for brain tumours, which is a testament for him in his career. And then now, since he's become diagnosed, the push he's doing, he's now taking part in a vast bike ride to then increase the awareness for MND. And so, yeah, I think it's a testament to him, even though during these tough times, he's still looking to fight this battle.
And he obviously knows you're doing this as well.
Yeah, I've spoken to him briefly in parts. He's been a big help. He's been reposting all the stuff on social media, which is great, just to be able to increase awareness of both the challenge and sort of motor neuron diseases itself. It's a big thing for me was when speaking about it at university, the amount of people that I've spoken to who have then been, oh, what's that? Which I think was a big shock to me initially, and an increase in motivation for sort of raising awareness for this disease.
So we're speaking to you on this really hot weather. So what would be your ideal weather for this, if you could dream it up? I mean, it looks as it's going to be quite fine to start with.
It's been tough. I haven't actually looked at the weather for next week, but this week being sort of incredibly warm, it's been a bit of a challenge, especially on the training runs. But I'd quite like some mild weather. Hopefully nothing like I've got at the moment. It's currently 29 degrees down in Exeter. It's certainly a challenge, so hopefully a little bit cooler.
So at this fundraising barbecue at Oakham Cricket Club, are you coming back for that?
Yes, so I finish all up at uni this week. So I'm coming back down on Thursday evening to be able to take part in that and hopefully help out with coaching the junior section at the club and helping out with the barbecue to hopefully raise some vital funds.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Town. It's been great to catch up with you. I've heard your name so many times, you know, particularly when, say, Oakham Cricket Club have been playing, and it just so happens that you happen to have done rather well.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for being on Rutland and Stamford Sound. And, well, if I can make it all work, I'll see you at Leicester Tigers at 11 o'clock on Monday, the 1st of June.
Well, we'd love to see you there. And thank you.